So spiritual reality is educational, is self-supporting. We don't ask anything of anybody except the cost of putting something on. Freestanding, it's complete without dependence on historical. I don't have to say I'm the 13th Humpy of the 6th Humpy of Huapa. Well, like Buddhism, a lot of those don't get into that. He's the 6th descendant of the 7th matriarch of the 7th patriarch of the 6th cycle of... And they get into like numerology. They're always counting here. The 12 ways to God, the 12 ways to enlightenment, the 14 ways to purity and truth. I only got there with one. Now, how did you get there with the other 12? Another thing is the way of God is void of induced unnatural states of consciousness, which is like parapsychological states. Abnormal breathing patterns, abnormal positions, postures, ways to try and force the kundalini. When the kundalini is ready to rise, it does so automatically because of its own truth. As you become loving, the kundalini energy rises. It's not going to rise because you cross your legs and sit in front of a picture of the Buddha and go, and burn incense and do all kinds of mystical incantations and crap. Just try to be kindly and loving and step over the beetle, and you can save yourself all that stuff, and you save all kinds of money on incense and mystical music and gongs. Well, you see the theatricalization of it all. You get these spiritual magazines from whereabouts in the country, and on the front there's always a beautiful blonde. She's always flowing hair. I mean, you want to do it with me or what is it, you know? Sexual allure, pathway to God, or what is it? You never get a middle-aged looking guy who's a little chunky. It looks like a Chuck brother. Do you ever see a chunky guy? You know, on the front page of one of these magazines. Not a one. Where's all the regular guys, huh? Hey, white regular guys, let's just have it with the guys. Hey. Oh, golly. I thought for a while we weren't going to get into heaven without long blonde hair and the magical things, and they always do a mystical yoga posture. You see what I'm saying? That's the glamorization of it. It's the theatricalization. So avoid unnatural things, and especially trainings that are going to teach you mystical powers. Trainings that teach you mystical powers, all of them calibrate about 205. First of all, look at the seduction to the spiritual ego. Oh, I'm going to be special, and I'm going to have superpowers. If you had superpowers, they wouldn't be selling, would they? You've got superpowers, you're so rich and powerful and complete within yourself, what would you be selling it for? You'd be selling it because you're needy. Needy of what? More power and wealth? Give me a break. Because people will always send me emails about some weird guru somewhere, Tasmania or someplace, Gunky Boohoo, who wants his material wealth and wants him to leave his wife and all, and I calibrate the guy's about 180. Well, I look for something weird and offbeat and unverified.